Good morning, Una. Good morning, Duno.
Good Duno. Morning.
Every time I go to say your name after I say Una, I run the oo into the dough. Do.
And I call said Dunal.
It's Dunal.
Well, that's better than Dom Hill.
Because you want to say
Dom Hill.
Yeah, Dom Hill is what Donal here calls Donal Gleeson. Dom Hill
yeah,
Gleeson.
Well,
oh,
thought,
no!
I made that mistake. I thought the way I spelt my name was the Irish way, and then it was, no, it's not. That's the Irish way. I was like, oh,
I love I know, that. Yeah. Very good. Getting roasted on the radio.
I'm going to call you Dom Hill from now on.
Yeah, you do quite a lot anyway.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, speaking of Irish pronunciations in Ireland. I'm trying to make a really cool link and segue right here. Well, we have found out the country's most boring county, yeah?
Yeah, and it's I am incensed and I'm raging for this county. So there's a social media account that decided that, look, I'll let you listen, these are the top five apparently most boring counties in Ireland.
Where is the most boring place in Ireland? Claiming the top spot and voted the most boring place in Ireland, for most Irish people, this answer comes as no surprise. It is the place where even the road signs look lethargic, Longford.
Oh, Longford, bro. Damn. Longford is the most boring town in Ireland.
I don't agree at all.
Absolute madness.
Isn't it? I think so. I really do. It's got the most exciting McDonald's there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't been.
If I was to pick any McDonald's in the country, I've had the most amount of McDonald's from the Longford McDonald's at the roundabout. Beside the petrol station.
Oh,
just
nice.
From passing through for gigs, whether I'm going to Westport, whatever. And then as far as nightlife goes in Longford, I've had great nights working there.
It's brilliant. Longford is gas crack.
Yeah, what's
people
going
are
on
so sound. They're wild there. So I want justice for Longford. Okay, this is a travesty. It's an injustice. And I'm here to fix it because Longford always gets a bad rep. And I think that maybe it's got something to do with the name. So, like, it's easy pickings for people to have a pop off, you know? And having recently, you know, driven around Ballymahon and Edgartown and seen the sights, I am here to show Longford some love. Okay?
Okay.
So, are you ready for this?
I don't think so, but go on.
Here is a love letter to Longford. A Longford is better than a Shortford.
Oh, good God.
Abbey Shrule rules. Live, love, Lanesborough. Catfish in Drumlish. You got Cavan to the east, Leitrim to the west, Declan Nerney lives there, it's the feckin' best. Woo, yeah! Hi, Longford, we love you! We got you, Longford.
And that's Cooper's remix, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
What a buyer. He's not with us this morning, but he's here in spirit.
Yeah.
Jeez, that sounds like he's like left us completely. Sorry about that. I didn't mean it that way at all.
Oh my God, yeah, aren't
you? Oh my God. I think about it. First of all, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much. I poured my heart into that one.
Yeah, you really did. Can you do one as well for like where I'm from? Can you do one for Dublin, can you?
Oh no, I don't want to.
Oh. Thanks, Amel.
Only joking. Love Ballyokia.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls. Okay, Donal, what do you have for us this morning?
Today, just under half of us have done this on a date. What is it? Where's your mind going to?
Nowhere. I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
Done this on a date. Text a friend to ring you. To pretend there's an emergency so you can leave.
Oh, yeah, they kind of... Oh,
stop.
Sorry, I've got
50% of people would do that.
Yeah, maybe. That's a bit... that's a lot, I suppose.
Well, maybe. I know.
It could be.
it's not the answer.
But what about order food? Because sometimes dates... On my first date with my other half that I'm with now, we initially went for a beverage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was peckish. So we ordered a little bit of food.
Finger food kind of thing. You know? Bit of
not everybody goes for food on a first date. Some people avoid it, actually, don't they?
Yeah, lots of people do.
Really?
I like going for food, but maybe not a sit-down meal, but like just something easy, just a bit of food.
I think we were talking about this recently, weren't we? We were saying, get the wings, show them what you're all about straight off the bat.
Yeah, you see, you risk, if you really like them then, and you're just total, you know,
mess.
Slob. Yeah.
And they're not for you if they can't put up with that. Donal, you wouldn't be able to put up with that at all, no way.
I don't mind. If they show the true self straight away, I'm like, yeah, no, that's
cute.
Yeah,
even if they're covered in barbecue sauce. Yeah.
So, and they've got a bit of spinach stuck between their teeth.
I'd be delighted they're eating spinach.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get my other half to eat veggies. Well, peppers and onions. She loves them. Anything else, good luck. God bless.
Anything green.
Yeah, is that the answer? No.
No, okay. It's not the answer. No, I like that chat though.
Yeah.
Just under half of us have done this on a date. What is it?
Okay, 087-1102-107. What do you reckon it is? We'll get some of your guesses in just a bit. Donal, what do you have for us this morning? So
today, just under half of us have done this on a date. What is it?
Jason is in Dundalk. He says, is it tell a lie?
Oh, to big yourself up. To make yourself sound
bad. 99% of people have done that. Come on.
Yeah, out of a date.
We spoke with this before. It's about putting your best foot forward. You kind of bend the truth a little bit. Yeah, it's a job interview.
But what would you be like? I know.
Well, hang on a second. Can I actually ask this? This is on a date.
Like, yeah.
It's not a first date. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just dates in general.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This really opens it up then.
We did get a voice note in there. We can't play out.
No, we can't play it out. Thanks for that. Yeah. No, some foul implications in language.
Yes, it was.
Well, no foul language.
No foul language, but implications, yeah. Gary sent a message in as well saying, is it split the bill? So, yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's a very good answer.
Yeah, and some people like the traditional way of the guy will pay, or someone pays this time, you pay next time kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not split the bill, though. I mean,
you do this all the time.
It is, but these answers all make sense. So I'm like, no, yeah.
But the worst thing is if you're on a date and they take, you know, they take the bill when it comes over and they're like, okay, well, you had two of those drinks.
I didn't
have a dessert, so we'll take that off. And yeah, so, okay.
That happened recently to someone that I know. They went out for dinner and look, it was just one of those months and they deliberately ordered less, but sure, everyone else went to town. And then at the end, they split the bill. I think it was like eight ways or something like that.
Yeah.
So she didn't even order.
Yeah.
Enough in the end to get her by, and then ended up paying for everyone else's food because.
Say we go out with five or six friends and you're all eating and you get like the same kind of thing. There's nothing too much more money. They'll go, well, I paid €2 less than you.
But if it's someone's not getting. I agree with you 100%, but if somebody has deliberately like not bought a main. Or something, you know.
Oh, and it's hard to stand up for yourself in
Isn't
that situation.
It? But she didn't. Like, she just went with it because she's a nice person. You know what I mean?
And then there's people out there who said, I didn't have any of the bread, so therefore I'm taking €2 off my bill.
Yeah,
oh, there's loads of those.
My friend is like that. Yeah. Oh, no, I can't be dealing with that at all. Okay, 087-1102-107. Donal, what is it again?
Question is, nearly half of us have done this on a date. What is it?
Okay, someone's got to have the answer out there. All right, Donal, let's get to the bottom of this.
Just under half of us have done this on a date. What have you done?
Okay, Craig, what do you reckon?
Of course,
every single time. Craig, you're there now. I know you are.
Is it? I've never done this now. But turning around to the date and saying, I forgot the wallet.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Leave it in the car and go.
No, hang on a second. This world of technology and stuff with Apple Pay and Google Pay and all those different types of pays, you can't get away with that anymore.
Yeah, you can't pay a watch, phone,
you can't, can
wallet.
You?
Yeah.
No. Hey, Gemma.
Is it to contact like a friend during the date, like text them, tell them how things are going?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it to have like a contingency plan on how to get out of the date if it's going bad?
That backs you up, Una, the second part of that.
Yeah.
What about
the first part? I know lots of friends that are girls who would always kind of check in with them. Let me know how it's going as it's going. They'll go to the toilet and send a quick message. You go, yeah, it's good. Or no, get me out.
Get
here.
Me out.
And is that the answer?
No, it's not. No. These are probably higher percentages, to be fair. But the answer is just under half of us have gone to the cinema on a date and left halfway through because the movie was rubbish.
No.
They just gone. No, should we just go somewhere else and do something else? Yeah, sound.
Oh, we did that at a basketball game recently.
Oh.
Yeah. We went to Toronto and I love basketball, so I was going to an NBA game. But we got there, it was the day we landed, so we were wrecked. And we just said last minute we go. But it was the worst first half of basketball I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, we just looked at each other and I was like, I can't believe I'm leaving an NBA game, but just we have to, we're too tired. and went home, watched the rest of the game in the hotel room while she was asleep, and it was one of the best games of the season. The second half just went like amazing.
Oh no, you must have kicked yourself.
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I told the story last week, but anyway, it's all tied into.
But that's just because you were tired though, rather than the game being bad.
No, but it ended up being like it literally, like statistically, one of the best games of the season. And I was sitting there in the bed thinking, I was at that game.
And I left.
So now are you going to trust yourself with decisions after that one?
Yeah.
Because I have trouble.
So I get that.
In
so
life.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's halfway through the film. Interesting. Okay.
Are you on my team? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls. Just a
little bit. I don't know why I said radio like that. Sometimes when I put the microphone up, I just say something and I just regret it instantly.
I know.
Ever get that?
Yeah.
It's because of the 90s there.
You'd be scarlet for yourself.
I'm so scarlet for myself.
Don't be.
Please don't judge
my
me, everybody. iRadio!
You're enthusiastic.
No, it's 12 minutes past 8
You're
in the morning.
Passionate.
Nobody wants to hear that guy shouting on the radio, letting them know he's on the radio. Like, we know you're here. Like, anyway, we should have Melissa on the phone. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, it was cute. Yeah, it was passionate.
Melissa's like, what's he apologising for?
Yeah. Melissa, where in the country are you this morning?
Drogheda,
very good. What are you up to?
I'm making curtains.
Lovely. My sister works in Drogheda. Do you know her? Her name is Jessica.
No.
Well, she works in interior design. So I don't know, you guys might have a little like little group where you all look after each other, you know?
Oh, we could do, yeah.
Pink painters.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
No, I don't.
Oh.
You should look each other up. Seriously, though. Interior design and curtains. What kind of curtains are you working on this morning, Melissa?
We're actually working on Roman blinds this morning.
Oh, Roman blinds. Very fancy.
Yeah.
Are they difficult?
Yes.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
So are they not the blackout blinds, are they?
No, they're... Well, put blackout lining on them as well, but... Yeah.
They're expensive.
They are.
And what's the most popular blind out there?
Probably the Romans.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means nothing to me, but it sounds like they're good.
Yeah.
The Romans. Yeah. If I wanted anyone to protect the daylight from coming in, I'd choose the Romans.
So the Romans, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go with them for sure.
Yeah, with blackout lighting on it.
Yeah. Both the Romans and the blackout. Okay. There's a couple. Okay. You ready to play a game of Rhyme It?
I am.
Okay, Una, what's the word for this morning?
So, Melissa, your word today is slab. S-L-A-B.
Okay, let's go.
Americans call a taxi this.
Cab.
A scientist would work in a what?
Lab.
A further page opened on a web browser is called a what?
Tab.
A rough protective crust that forms over a cut.
Cab.
A hard-shelled sea creature known for walking sideways.
Tab.
When you press against something likely to clean or dry, you give it a what?
Dab.
If you take something suddenly or roughly, you what?
Dab.
Soft, loose flesh on a person's body is called what?
No.
Dab.
Oh, it's after. I'm sorry. I gotta be ruthless here. That was a good bit after at the end of the day. But that was really, really good. We're gonna go to Donal now. Who has
I would have
score.
Given it to you, Melissa.
Are you stuck?
You haven't even finished the
There's
question.
Not 37 seconds on the clock.
These men here, do you know what I mean?
Don't
oh,
be...
I know.
No, Melissa,
misery.
No, Melissa, come on now. Don't be feeding into Una's antics.
You still got a good score of 7 then.
7? No. Yeah. Oh.
Still a high score.
Not too bad.
Yeah. No, it's not too bad at all. You're right.
It was a great score. 7.
See, the thing is, just other than this week, again, I'm only covering Cooper here, but to me, 7 would win it most weeks, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I might try again next week. So
we'd love to have
you on. You can let us know how the blinds went at the weekend and all that. We'd love to hear from you.
We will.
Okay, Melissa.
Okay, thanks,
have
bye,
a
Melissa.
Great day. Bye.
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 9 to beat to win Una's drawers. If you think you can beat it, 087-1102-107 to win the drawers.
The contents of my drawers, not my actual drawers. I'm not giving away my drawers.
Oh, I was trying to sneak in a little extra there. Yeah. Okay.
Because I couldn't put my drawers together and I had to bring my drawers in for Cooper and Donald to put them together.
Yeah.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, Mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Time for a wind up Wednesday. If you just joined us, Una a couple of minutes ago told us that she's feeling a little bad about this one. Oh.
Yeah, so Niall got in touch with me and he wanted me to wind his sister-in-law up, Maureen. Now, Maureen is currently just back from a month in Australia, so I had a few ideas and I rang her and I gave her a terrible fright. Sorry, Maureen.
Let's see how you get on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Maureen Grumley?
It is indeed.
Hi, Maureen. My name is Aoife Kelly. I'm calling there from Customs and Biosecurity at Dublin Airport. How are you?
Good, not a bother.
Just to let you know, Maureen, this call is being recorded for compliance purposes. I just need to speak to you briefly, Maureen, about your return from Western Australia.
Okay.
So I'm just confirming you returned from Perth last week. You were there for approximately 4 weeks.
A little over 4 weeks, from the 28th till the 31st.
And can I ask, what was the reason for you travelling to Australia?
My daughter is over there.
I suppose, Maureen, really the purpose of this call is that Western Australia Biosecurity has notified us of a Category 3 biological risk associated with the recent venomous spider outbreak.
Okay.
You haven't seen anything unusual?
No. No, no, no.
So you haven't,
no.
You haven't felt anything unusual?
No.
Okay. Nothing at all. So this particular species is extremely... It's extremely small and barely visible to the naked eye. And
okay.
It has a tendency to nest in soft fabrics, you know, socks, underwears, a bra, hairbrushes even.
Right.
So
okay.
Did you pack your own suitcase?
I did.
You did? Okay.
I did indeed, yeah.
Have you unpacked?
Not really, no, because I haven't. No, to be honest.
Right. So, Maureen, as a precautionary measure, I'm going to have to ask you to enter temporary confinement for the next 5 to 6 days, possibly 7. And I'm going to ask you that you need to bring your suitcase with you. We're going to have to put that through the labs.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you an address that you have to go to. So I want you to just pack everything in the next couple of hours whenever you get yourself ready. I'll text you on all the information. And don't worry now, this isn't like a hospital thing. You'll just have to come on your own to quarantine centre where you'll remain for those days. Like, it's, I suppose it's under house arrest, essentially. And you will also need to avoid lying flat on your back for the next 48 hours as well.
Okay. I have a big party on Saturday night, as in my own party.
I'm sorry to do this to you, Maureen, but, like, you know, those little critters, you could be spreading them everywhere and it's just too dangerous. Can you not postpone it?
I'm not sure, but sure, look.
Yeah. You see, Maureen, if you haven't unpacked, you know, they could be all over your suitcase. Has anyone been in your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
My kids.
Okay, they might have to come into quarantine as well. I need to talk to my superiors now. For the next 48 hours, no lying on your back, because that's when the spiders tend to explore and visit crevices.
Okay.
But they're dangerous. Do you know what, Maureen? Who is a creepy crawly? And I'll tell you now, you're going to be very cross. Niall Dunn is a creepy crawly, because this is Una from iRadio and Niall put me up to this call.
Oh my God. I'm going to kill him.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God, you were so funny.
I'm going to kill him. Tell him that is so not funny. I'm nearly in tears.
Oh, Maureen, stop. I'm so, so sorry.
And I haven't opened the case, which is true. I haven't.
I'm so sorry.
Good one. Good one.
Have a fabulous party. There's no creepy
crawly. Three. And a half minutes of her sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Well played, Una. Played that one very well. And that's a made-up job title as well,
isn't
it?
It's a made-up job title,
yeah. Oh, it sounded very real.
Don't lie on your back for 48 hours.
The poor thing. She's like, oh, okay.
The crevices.
Just pictured her there trying to go to sleep later, like on her front. Kind of.
And she had her own birthday party, was it?
And she was going to postpone it. Yeah. No. If you have somebody in your life that could do with being wound up on a Wednesday, 087-1-102-107, get in touch.
Al Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
A couple of days ago, we were chatting about this on the weather. Well, you were chatting about this on the weather, Una, acting as if I was doing something related to it. And there was a ton of complaints set in. To Met Aaron, and you'd wonder if any of them ever got a response or if any of them actually ever were acknowledged for their complaints, because some of them were absolutely hilarious. And the reason why we're doing this is that we want to know, when have you ever complained and it's actually worked and benefited you? Because I was saying to you guys, people who complain get what they want in life.
They do, yeah.
Now, with some of these ones now, I don't know. I don't know if they did, Una. Soaked washing on the clothesline. Please upgrade the weather warning so an employee could get paid by their boss. So essentially, was it? I think it was yellow, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was orange.
It was orange.
They wanted to upgrade it to red because if you work in the HSE, you get...
And if you stay at home, you get paid.
You get paid. So they wrote into Medair and complaining that they weren't able to get paid on a yellow warning or an orange warning, but so they wanted to upgrade it to red.
So they could
the
get the
absolute
pay.
Cheek.
The neck.
Isn't that mad? Isn't it?
Someone even complained saying that there was no rain forecast and I put my washing out.
Sorry,
and then
yes.
It did start raining, so you just a complaint.
I mean, you put your trust in Met Aaron and then this is what happens.
I feel sorry for them, though, because, like, you're doing your best at the end of the day.
Of course.
And, like, what's happened with Met Aaron so many times is that if they don't, you know, tell us the extremes that they think is going to happen, we give out. And then if they do go to the extremes and it doesn't happen, we give out again, you know? It's like I filled up the fridge and cleared the bread off the shelves in the local supermarket because I thought it was going to be batting down the hatches and it wasn't. You know? Hey, you win. You can't win.
But you're right in saying about people who complain in life get things done. I was at a restaurant recently in Dublin and it was this Italian and there's four of my friends there and two of us got pasta dishes. And when I say it was al dente, I mean it was like, it was barely soft. So I don't complain. I was like, Ara, look, get a bag of chips afterwards, be grand, I'll just get a dessert. And she was like, no, that is €25, we are complaining. So I was like, okay, alright, so okay, I'll go.
So I just took a back seat
and what I watched was just, it was so impressive. So the waitress came over and she was like, I'm sorry, but this is really like, it's too al dente, we can't eat it, you know, we're paying a lot of money to be here. And the waitress was like, well, in Italy they have their pasta al dente. And my friend was like, excuse me, love. I have been to Italy several times
I've heard they do though.
They do, but she, like, this was
just like proper crunchy,
like it was and hard and it was just, it was manky, it just wasn't good. So the waitress was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yes, of course. What else can we get you? And she brought us over two other dishes. Anyway, that was fine. We got everything for free.
The whole table.
Desserts, everything. Even the other girls that were there who hadn't complained. Everything for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because my friend had the
cojones.
Yeah. You see? So, whereas I would have just like, just grabbed.
I'd be the same as you. One on the way home or something. Yeah. Picking some salt and sweet chicken. I'd be the same as you. But look, it worked, didn't it?
It worked, I was like, wow. There's something in this complaining.
There is something in this. Okay, 087-1102-107. We're pretty much admitting when you were, we want you to admit when you were a Karen, basically, and it worked. When have you complained about something and it really, really worked? You'd love to hear from me this morning. We're asking you about when you have complained about something and it benefited you in some way because we were chatting about how complainers get what they want in life. So they do.
So,
and I can't think of a time that I honestly complained about this. I've complained, like, we do it daily, but I've never complained to somebody over like a product or a service. I just out of fear. But Una, you told us earlier on that it worked for you at a meal recently. Your friend complained about the pasta, you got the whole thing for free.
Yeah, she did all the talking and I was just there beside her nodding.
Yeah.
And because the meal wasn't good, the pasta was hard. And we got it there, they were really sound, they gave us everything for free. And if that was me, if I was left to my own devices, I would just not have said anything and I would have got a chipper on the way home. So, Graham has been in touch. He's in Kildare. He says, excuse me, my partner is the male version of a Karen. I think it's a David. Yeah, that's right. They were officially Chris and
no
David.
No way, recently, yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, it's really embarrassing being out with him. But my God, we've been upgraded so many times. Hats off to the Karens and Davids of the world. Those who shout loudest get rewarded.
Yes, yeah, I agree. 100%.
Someone out here in the station yesterday said they went to a drive-thru and they ordered, it was about half an hour before it closed. Anyway, the person was all arsey with them. And they said, oh, we can't do card, it's only cash. He said, well, I've only got my card. I said, oh, right, well, we can't help you. So he then emailed them and he ended up complaining, like, and he got 6 months free food out of them.
Oh, my God.
We just had a message in now as well. Someone said it from a spa. He used to work in a spa and one of the clients was complaining that his colleague's slippers she was wearing going around doing the massage, they were too loud.
Stop.
So she suggested next time maybe you wear fluffy socks, but it didn't work.
Oh, come off it.
Say that again. Someone was in a shop wearing slippers?
No, in a spa getting a treatment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the slippers were too loud as they were going around the table doing the massage.
Off it now.
So they complained that it's too loud next time. It's not relaxing enough. So next time, wear fluffy socks instead.
No.
Do you know what, though?
No, I mean, that
can... But I can kind of understand it if you have sensitive...
You're too nice, Una.
No, I can understand. If you've got a sensitive... And you're trying to relax and it's just like, you know... Going around, slippers.
You wouldn't complain about it after, though. You'd just be like, that was a bit on. Like, you wouldn't go and send an email about it.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Oh. But like, it would be annoying if it was squeaky.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It would be, but I don't think I'd be complaining about their footwear. Oh no.
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Truth or trash?
Yeah.
You can shout at the radio, in the car, in the kitchen, wherever you're listening right now. And who would like to go first this morning? It's always between me and you, I guess, when I'm covering. Who goes last?
I'll be polite, Marty. Go on.
That's so nice of you. So you let me go?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, this is weird. This has changed. I'm not comfortable with this.
You're still last in it, don't worry.
No, still okay. Go ahead. Wow. Right.
God forbid.
Yeah.
Okay. The term hump day was originally coined in 1922 by the US Department of Labor as part of a nationwide productivity campaign. They used a cartoon camel named Wednesday in posters to encourage factory workers that once they reached the hump of the week, the workload would naturally slide downhill towards Sunday rest.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I think this could be true because I often refer to Wednesday as Baby Friday. Because
that's good. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, because like when Wednesday's over, the week is done. It's done. You're home and dry. You're at the weekend. You know what I mean?
You got people now like just leaving work today, but not going back until Monday.
Because you know, on Thursday there's a bit of hope in a Thursday because you're like, oh yeah, I can smell the weekend. So you know, and then Friday's Friday, baby.
So, yeah, okay.
For that reason, Marty, I am going to say true.
Okay.
Yeah, was there a cartoon camel called Wednesday? Could have done. I'm going to say you're potentially true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're both wrong. It's completely made up.
That's a good made up fact.
Not bad, wasn't it? And I got through the read. I think I got through every word without stumbling or giggling. So, yeah, I'm proud of that one, guys. I'm holding my hand. And out of all of them I've done, I got yous on that.
Well done.
Thanks, Amel.
Well done.
Thanks, Amel.
Cartoon camel.
Buffer that ego up there, thanks. Donal.
My fact. Robert Pattinson, we know well, famous actor, he shared that he smells like waxy crayons. He says he smells like he's been embalmed. His natural smell. Which is beautiful when you think about it.
Natural crayons?
Yeah, like crayons or like waxy. He smells very waxy.
Obviously, you can't see because you're listening to the radio, but Donald just did a movement there that was depicting what waxy would look like.
Yeah.
He does kind of have a waxy vibe, a look of a beautiful kind of
Madame Tussauds.
His skin is porcelain.
Is this not his character now though in
that's what I'm thinking in Twilight.
In Twilight,
that's what I'm thinking.
Beautiful.
Yes. Okay, smell of crayons. So he's saying there's himself. A bang of crayons, yeah, crayons off. I mean, you could smell it.
That'd be such a better way to put it. There's a bang of crayons off me. Yeah.
I mean, you could smell of worse things.
You could. Well, it's trash for me anyway.
I'm going to say it's true.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it is true, yeah. He says... he's grown up. Everyone just said, oh God, you smell like crayons. I've not even used any crayons. And as he's grown older, he still smells like crayons, but his natural smell isn't quite as strong.
Is that a weird form of bullying? Telling someone they smell like crayons?
Not if they do, though. And they know themselves.
and also...
Well, if it's true, it's not bullying.
Crayons aren't a nasty smell either, you know?
They are, though.
No, they're not.
Are there any kids running around playing? No, it's just me. I smell like crayons.
Okay. Kill me again on that one, though. Okay, what a fact. That's incredible. Una.
Right, so... A 2023 study from the Institute of Rural Behaviour Science has revealed that Mayo is in fact the complaining capital of Ireland, because earlier on we were chatting about complaining and about how if you're a complainer, those who complain loudest get rewarded most. So I did a little bit of digging, and apparently Mayo has the highest per capita complaint rate in Ireland.
Highest per capita complaint rate.
Rate in Ireland, yeah. Researchers coined the term Mayo Moan or the Mayone.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So we gave out about Longford being the most boring county in Ireland, according to research, and now you're saying Mayo is the
Excuse me, I wrote a love letter to Longford,
and
I wrote a love letter to Longford. I can repeat it if you like.
No, please don't.
Where's my love letter to Longford?
She's looking for quickly.
Where's
here
we go. No, I have it. A long Ford is better than a short Ford. Abbey Shrewl rules. Live, love, Lanesborough. Catfish and Drumlish. You got Cavan to the east, Leitrim to the west. Declan Nerney lives there, so it's the flipping best. So there you go. I had that's a love letter to Longford. And I love Mayo. Mayo's one of my favourite counties in Ireland. I am just reading out what I unearthed.
Statistical research, sorry, yes correct. Yeah.
It was a beautiful love letter to Longford, but I think your Mayo fact is rubbish. So
I want to say it's rubbish because I think Mayo people are lovely. I really do.
Oh,
anytime
God.
I've worked in Mayo, they've been so nice. I've had a great night. No, I mean, nothing.
Listen, you could be a nice person and be able to stand up for yourself and complain. Like,
you're not changing my opinion on this.
Very.
Try all you want.
Yeah, of all the counties, I think they've
it's
been
a wonderful trait to have.
Yeah. What's the answer, Una?
So I might have made it up.
Oh. It just might have made it up.
Yeah, and I just want to say I adore Mayo, but the only reason I made it up was because the Mayo Moan and the Moan kind of. Yeah.
What was the institute again that conducted the research?
Did I say? Of rural behavioural science.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. It's a thing in my head. It's a thing in my head, Marty.
Yeah, rural, well then it's real, isn't it? Then that's all that matters.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.